Well, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. I know Jesus got his arm wrapped all around me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. I know Jesus got his arm wrapped all around me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. I went in the valley one day to pray. My soul got happy. You know I stayed there all day. I know Jesus got his arm wrapped all around me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. I know Jesus got his arm wrapped all around me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me. Oh, if you don't believe that I've been redeemed, follow me down to the Jordan stream. I know Jesus got his arm wrapped all around me. Oh, mother, don't you worry about me.
Sunday, October 1st, 2023. Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. From a self-released 45 on his own Branch Brothers label, that was Raymond Branch, Mother, Don't Worry About Me. And I'm going to hear a couple more, one more 45 right now, and then a smattering of stuff kind of a little bit all over the place, including a pretty long Lomax recording inside a church from 1959. Right now, this is the Dynamic Dixie Wonders from a 45 on Designer, God Cares For Me. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I hope you like today's show. I'm going to come in later and talk about what we heard.
God cares for me. Oh, he cares for me. God cares for me. He cares for me. I heard him say, "Oh, oh, yeah." I believe. Thank you.
Time and I haven't got tired yet, and every time my mind runs back to this song I think about how good the Lord has been to me. Listen, I'm working on the
building.
I'm a working.
And believe. of our head, to the soul of our feet. Yes, we need it. Yeah, we need it. Come on, glory.
I count it up. listen, God's still looking for people today he can count on. Amen. I know that it's kind of hard to find somebody that will really go out and be obedient to God and serve God and obey God, but still, God's looking for somebody he can count on. All right, we've got to try to get on some more of these requests here if we can. Bobby sang the upper window and dedicated to Woodrow Dalton and his wife, to Granny Smith, to Lloyd and Ruth Vernon. And, of course, they was in a homecoming there with Sister Myrtle Johnson, also for Myrtle Johnson. Also want to send it down to Bun Willard. And then been requested we sang I Am That Man for Mr. and Mrs. Robert Hodge and wanted us to tell where the tent was going to be at next. And I'm not certain about the tent, whether we're going to be able to set it anymore this season or not. We had planned on taking it to Pulaski, and so far we hadn't got together on the lot and so on. But if we don't take it to Pulaski, we'll be going down there with Dale in the church and having a revival with him down there. So I don't know how the weather's going to be in the next few days, whether it's going to get cool till we can't have service out under the tent or not. But however the Lord leads, then we're just kind of waiting on the Lord. So we're going to try to do this next song to the glory of God, The Upper Window. Trust it will be a blessing to all of you out there in radio land. God bless you real good. The one thing about it, when trouble comes, heartaches comes your way, there's a place better down the road for them that love and serve God. Amen. You just look up. God's there. We'd like to do this especially for Granny Smith and Letty and Sister Davis and some of the folks here at the church. We don't dedicate a whole lot of songs to the people here at the church, but everybody that enjoys it, we trust will be a blessing to you. The upper window. When God spoke unto Noah, and he told him to build the ark, the Lord would sail the vessel. But oh, it was so dark. Then God said, build a window. With that, look toward the sky. And when it's dark and lonesome, you can see God standing by. Well, the storm may come, but fear not, for no, I am nigh. And through the upper window, you can see God standing by. Oh, it may be that affliction will wreck and rack your brain until standing by. Oh, the storm may come, but fear not, for no, I am nigh. And through the upper window, you can see God standing by. Perhaps you'll suffer losses like houses, land, testify, witness to the Lord, whatever's on his heart. Then we'll be going into the Word of God here shortly, and don't know if he's going to feel like singing today or not. So just whatever's on his heart, we want him to come and obey the Lord at this time. Brother, shoot.
Thank the Lord, Brother Bobby, for being here this morning. Thank God one day he seemed fit to save my soul, sanctify me, and baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire. I want each and every one out in radio land and here at the church both to pray that I'll ever be in God's will, and I'll pray for y'all.
All right, we thank the Lord for this. We hope that the program thus far has been a blessing to you, and I want you to meet us here in the church tonight. We're expecting a good time in the Lord. Pray that God's blessings will be upon you. We will be here throughout next weekend, be with Brother Reed Friday night down at the Mission in Floyd. And we'd like for everybody that can again to come and be with us there in that service. So God's blessings be upon each and every one of you. We're going into the Word of God now for the time that we have remaining today. And we'd like to talk to you a little bit about obeying God, or obedience required of God. And so we'd like for you to follow with us through the Word of God. We'd like to read a passage or two of Scripture. And one would be found in Leviticus. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Lord. Sanctify therefore yourself therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Praise the Lord. And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifieth you. Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. In Deuteronomy, we find scriptures like this. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and statutes and judgments that I command thee this day to do them. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good. Ye shall observe and do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. Ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. This day the Lord thy God has commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all of thine heart and with all of thine soul. And in the last verse I'd like to read, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, do all of his commandments which I command thee this day. We'd like to talk to you a little bit today about being obedient, amen, to God. I know that we have a lot of teaching going on in the world today, and we have a lot of folks that teach a lot of things. And I know that a lot of churches are real stern when it comes to keeping the discipline of their church. A bunch of men have got together, men and women have got together, however the case was, and they set rules by certain organizations and denominations, and they say, now you've got to keep this or we'll turn you out of the church, and you've got to keep it and preach what we say, or else you just can't be a part of us. And folks today are tending to annihilate one another, amen, and to separate one another completely from their company because they won't join their church or their organization or go along with what they believe or what they teach. But I'm here to say that it's not going to make a great deal of difference what man says to you. It's what God says it's going to count. It's what the Word of the Lord speaks that's really going to count when you stand before the judgment bar of God. I believe it's good to have a church discipline. I believe it's good to belong to a church. But I believe that every church should abide by the teachings of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. I don't think that there should be anything in the Word of God that you and I would not take as God has taught it and live by it. Amen. To preach it, to teach it, and to serve and obey God. Some people said, oh, but Brother Bob, all we've got to know today is how to be saved and just get saved, and that's all there are to it. Amen. But I'm here to tell you today that there's a whole lot more to this, amen, than just getting saved. There was a fact that in the Old Testament and some of the scriptures I read in your hearing, after that God had raised up the man called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of bondage and to lead them down the right path and to lead them down the right way. Amen. God gave Moses 10 major laws, or what we now refer to as the 10 commandments. And God said, we want you to abide by them and live by them. And if you don't keep them, then penalties and judgments of God will follow. Not only did he do that, but he took Moses. Amen. And for every phase of life, he gave Moses the law that people should live by and should abide by. He gave them the law of how to dress, what to wear and what not to wear. He gave them a law of what to eat and what not to eat. He gave them a law of when to go before God and when not to. He gave them the law of who would take care of the tabernacle and who would not take care of the tabernacle. He gave the law of the folks outside, how that their duties was to God and to the work of God. And he said, I want you to keep them. I want you to abide by them. I want you to live by them. Amen. But my friend, folks are prone to get set in their own ways and to do what they want to do. Amen. Not listening at God, not listening at the voice of God. God has given great promises to those that would listen at him, those that would obey him. You say, but Brother Bob, that was under the law. Amen. And I just don't believe that today we need to listen at anything that was under the law. Well, then why don't you go to the New Testament? Jesus gave us an example that you and I should follow after. Jesus taught us how we should live. The New Testament teaches you, amen, glory to God, the life to live. The New Testament tells you, amen, glory to God, how to dress, what to eat and what not to eat. Praise God, where to go and where not to go. How to live and how not to live. And why then, glory to God, does the world today say that we don't need to know anything except how to get saved? I want you to know today that God still commands that you keep the laws and the teachings. Amen, glory to God, of the Word of God. And abide by them that you might live, that you might have life, that you might have peace, that you might have joy. Thank God when this life is over. Yes, my friend, there is an act of obedience unto the Almighty God. And people that fail to obey God will have to face the judgments. Amen. Somewhere down the road. A lot of you folks today listening at the sound of my voice out in Radio Land, amen, have never made up your mind. You wanted to listen at God or anything God had to say. But my friend, someday you'll stand before God and give an account of your life to God. Some of you, glory to God, won't even go to church. You won't serve God. You won't live for God. But listen at me real good today. As a man that loves you and appreciates you, amen, glory to God, unless you make your peace calling with God, and unless you straighten up your life and live right, amen, glory to God, then somewhere down the road at the judgment bar of God, God will say, depart from me. You worker of iniquity, I never knew you. It's a serious thing today to live your life without God and without taking him into your life and into your homes. Some of you raise your children, amen, glory to God, out of church. Never teach them about God or the goodness of God or the good ways of the Lord. But listen, my friend, if you lead your children that way and they go and die in their sins and end up in hell, you're responsible for the way you taught your children, for the way they act and the way they do. You'll be held accountable to God for the life you're living. Yes, there is an act of obedience through the Word of God that you and I should follow. Praise God, we can find the first verse I read in your hearing. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk, glory to God, therein. I am the Lord your God. Praise God, the next one. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Yes, my friend, the judgments of God are very severe. Amen. If you fail to recognize the truth of God's word, you fail to serve God, People today make light of people that serve God. They make fun of them. But my friend, God's way is the only way. People will talk about you. Hey man, run you down. But I want you to know, friend, that there's a God somewhere watching the life you live, watching the way you walk and the way you talk. And it'll pay you to get right with God. Amen. Glory to God. In Leviticus, amen, 20 and 7, God said, sanctify, amen, yourself therefore, and be ye holy, for I am, amen, the Lord thy God. I want you to know today, friend, that God's commanded that you and I come out from among the world and be a separate people. Amen. Touching not the unclean things. Amen. People think it's wrong when a preacher preaches again the ungodly sins. Amen. That people partake of. And later they'll destroy you. Later they'll ruin you. And people said that preacher ain't got no business. Amen. Preaching like that. But it's the word of God. Amen. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. The only way you'll get rid of your sins is down at some altar, glory to God, on your knees, thank God, and making your peace with God. When you repent of your sins, get right with God, you become a new creature. The places you used to go, you quit going. The things you used to do, you quit doing. Praise God, the roads you used to walk down, you don't walk it down it no more. Praise God, people that's full, amen, of the powers of the devil. Amen, you can hear them cursing and swearing and lying. Amen, some will steal, some will do one thing, and some will do something else. Amen, but the enemy's out to destroy you. He's out to drag you down. Amen, glory to God, our towns, our cities, our streets today are polluted and defiled by the sins that's going on in them. Amen. You don't have to leave the town of Hillsville, amen, to find sin. You don't have to leave, glory to God, our neighborhood to find evil today. It goes on in our streets. It goes on in our back alleys. It goes on down our lover lanes. But my friend, there's a judgment day on its way. The wrath of God will be poured out upon the children of disobedience. Amen. If you fail to obey God, then the judgments of God will follow. We can find a great man in the Bible we read about. One of about the smartest men I guess we ever read about. Amen. Glory to God. God spoke to him and he said, obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. And yet this man, through the leadership of God, failed to listen to God and failed to recognize God. Amen. And he died out of the will of God. I want you to know, friend, that you too can get out of the will of God. You can get out of harmony with God. There's some of you listening at me today that one time went to church and served God, and today you've given up and you're sitting at home. Some of you used to have power with God and used to serve God, but today you don't have it. You've lost the anointing. You've lost the power of God. What are you going to do when you stand before the judgment bar of God? I heard a preacher on his deathbed dying. Amen. Glory to God, that had backslid on God, turned his back on God, and he cried. And he said, I've wasted so many years. Amen. There on his deathbed, he said, I want to preach one more sermon. But he died before he got to preach it. You may think today that you got plenty of time. You may think that you can walk down any road you want to walk down, and somewhere God will straighten you out. But my friend, it's up to you today, the life you live. It's up to you today, the path you walk down. Don't you wait for the opportunity, amen, that you see best. But the opportunity, the door of opportunity, is open today. Amen. It's up to you whether you'll serve God or whether you're going to ruin the rest of your life following sin and the path of sin. Yes, friend, there's penalty down the road for those that disobey God. Amen. Glory to God. I know we've got folks knocking on the doors throughout the community and people swallowing it. Glory to God. Like a trout swallowing a worm. Glory to God. Amen. They don't know, praise God, that they're going to be destroyed. These people today following this old doctrine that there's no hell and live any way you want to live and you'll be all right. And no matter what you do, you'll just be chastised a little bit part. And then somewhere down the road, God will still take you on in. Honey, you better straighten up your life. You better straighten up the way you live in. Bless God, if you're a child of God, the Bible said, he that nameth the name of the Lord, let him depart from iniquity. If you're a child of God, you need to walk before God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, and you need to serve and obey God with everything that's in you, or else, my friend, you'll stand before God empty-handed one of these days. Yes, we've got a lot of preachers that'll tell you, amen, there's no harm in this and there's no harm in that. We've got a lot of preachers that'll pat you on the back and say, oh, but this is all right and that's all right. Amen, but those preachers are not your friends. Those preachers don't love you. Glory to God. A preacher that loves your soul will tell you to get out of the sinning business. Amen. Glory to God. Get out of the sinning business. Amen. And get right with God. Amen. Everybody in the Bible that ever committed sin, and we find record from the Word of God, the wraths and judgments of God followed, glory to God, and that's what's happening today, amen, to the world. The wraths and judgments of God are going to be poured out upon the children of disobedience, amen, glory to God, unless we sanctify, amen, ourselves in this world. You say, brother, I ain't got anything to do with it. The New Testament said, sanctify yourself, and then the God of peace will sanctify you wholly. Yes, my friend, you're the one that got yourself in sin. You're the one that got yourself in trouble, and God's not supposed to lead you out of it. Glory to God. Some people said, oh, but I dipped snuff and I can't get rid of it. I prayed and God won't help me be delivered. Honey, God didn't give it to you, and God ain't supposed to take it away from you. You lay it down yourself. You give it up yourself. You prove to God you want to serve God. You prove to God you want to live right, and then God will help you straighten out your life. A lot of you today want to do the things you want to do, and you're kind of against what everybody else does, but you're not against what you do yourself. But listen at me, friend, every hidden sin and every secret sin is going to come out at the judgment bar of God. You'll answer to God for the evil that you do. Amen. Glory to God. We're too close home. We're too near home today. Glory to God. Amen. To be playing around in sin. Too close, glory to God, to play around with the devil's play pretties. Glory to God. I don't see anything in this world worth losing my soul over. I've never seen anything worth dying and going to hell over. Glory to God. The only thing that's going to count, thank God, amen, is what you've done for God, the life you live for God. Some of you are saying, oh, I'll get saved on my deathbed, or I'll get saved when I get ready. But honey, unless you get saved while the Spirit of God's dealing with you, you may not get saved at all, except the Spirit of God draws you. The Bible said, amen, you can't come. If God ever speaks to you and tells you to get right, you need to make that move, and you need to get right with God while you've got a chance, and while you've got an opportunity, because time's running out. Amen. The end's on its way. The judgments and wrath of God's going to soon be poured out, and it'll pay you to get ready. Some of you have listened to this program, amen, for 13, 14 years, and you've never did anything about your soul. You've never did anything about getting right. But it's time, friend, and high time that you wake out of your sleep and get right with God. Amen. Because God's Spirit will not always strive with man. Know that time today for a program's running out. And I don't have time to go into it, but God looked down in the antediluvian age, the dark age, amen, where there was sin on every hand, where there was evil, glory to God, every way people turned, there was more sin, amen, glory to God. And God looked down upon the sin of the world, and he said, my spirit will not always strive with man, amen. God's getting sick and tired. Sister Letty sang that song, God's getting worried, amen, with your wicked ways. God's getting sick and tired of the sin that's going on in the land today. God's getting tired of the evil. You may, glory to God, be set in your ways and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But God's got your number. Amen. God can call you off of the stage of action. Amen. Glory to God, before you're 40 years old or before you're 45. Amen. God can stop you and the evil that you're doing. Yes, my friend, there's a road. Amen. Glory to God, that seems right unto man, and a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Let me beg you today to get right with God. Let me beg you today to make peace with God. Amen. Before it's too late, seek the face of God and live. Amen. Keep the statutes and commandments. Amen. That the judgments of God, amen, might not be poured out upon you. Yes, my friend, there's a payday.
Buchton scorned the Gospel Radio Hour for Sunday, October 1st, 2023. Hope your fall is off to an excellent start. Right now, we just heard a really interesting Lomax recording, Montgomery, Alabama, the Glory of Life Church, 1959. Before that, Nikki Brown of Toledo, Ohio, fabulous sacred steel musician with her band there live at Third Man Records, the Concert of Colors a handful of years ago doing the Pentecostal greatest hit Power. Before that, Yvette, the great Jamaican gospel musician who I recently learned her last name is Vassiana. Hear the Gospel Story of 45 on Narrow Way Gospel Line. Before that, Theotis Taylor, great musician out of Georgia, If I Could Just Hold Out, from the Georgia Grassroots Music LP, a recording of a performance festival that he put on, he being George Mitchell, produced that record. Before that, Echoes of Glory did Working on the Building from the Love of God LP on Designer. Definitely snatch that up if you see it. Before that, from that Light in the Attic release of home recording music, early 1960s, Lou Reed did Michael Row the Boat Ashore. The last person you would ever think would do Michael Row the Boat Ashore. Before that, we started off this set with the dynamic Dixie Wonders, God Cares for Me, from her 45 on Designer. Now let's go back to not only a release from 2022, but a recording from then, or maybe 21. This is the Harlem Gospel Travelers doing Fight On from their release, Look Up. Some contemporary gospel for a change. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great week.
Fight on. Just a little while longer. Fight on. Just a little while longer. Fight on. Just a little while longer. And everything's gonna be away. and everything.